This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know when you're at a party and someone casually drops a travel finance tip that makes you rethink every trip you've ever booked? That's the energy Smart Travel brings. Except it's backed by serious research and delivered in a way that's actually fun to listen to. They cover topics like which flight deals are actually deals and which are just clickbait, how to get value from your points instead of settling for that tiny reward at checkout, and the smartest ways to book flights without laying that exhausting game of guess the cheapest day. If you care about traveling well and not overspending to do it, this is a show you'll want in your rotation. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Boldly Go Travels. You're about to hear the audio from one of our recent YouTube videos. For the full experience with drone footage, hotel walkthroughs, and all the visuals from our adventures, head to the Boldly Go Travels YouTube channel or just click the link directly to the video in the description. Enjoy the show. You can have the best hotel, found the best flight deal, and still have a rough Tulum trip if you get the timing wrong. I've been to Tulum more times than I can count, and I've had both the screensaver version and the why did I come here this month version. If this is your first time, you want to know if you're going to have to deal with extreme heat, heavy sargassum, and stormy forecasts. If you're new here, I'm DeAndre, a Forbes-recognized financial advisor who's obsessed with helping you travel better without blowing your budget. My wife Taryn and I use points and miles to keep trips to places like Tulum affordable, and timing is one of the biggest levers you can pull. If that type of travel sounds like your speed, well then hit the subscribe button to level up your travel game. In this video, I'm breaking down the best and worst times to visit Tulum for different types of travelers. Not just go December to April. And I'll tell you the one month I personally try to avoid at all costs a little later, plus the two underrated sweet spots I actually book for myself. So before we match months to your travel style, you need to know how Tulum's year actually feels, not just what the weather app says. Big picture, Tulum has a few clear seasons. From December to April, you get the dry season. That's the classic postcard Tulum. Warm but comfortable days, less rain, and easier beach time. May and June are a shoulder season, so it's hotter and stickier but still manageable, and you start to see prices slip. From July to October, you're in peak heat and rainy season. This is also hurricane season, so storms are a lot more likely. Then November is the transition month where things slide back towards their dry season again. Humidity is what really changes everything. In summer, the heat index can make an 88 degree day feel like the high 90s or even hundreds. You can still have fun, but your schedule shifts. Early mornings and late afternoons become prime time, and midday turns into hide in the pool or AC time. Now layer in sargassum. That's the brown, stringy seaweed that piles up on the shoreline that's dead. It's natural and not dangerous, but it absolutely changes the beach experience. I've had trips where the water was that perfect turquoise with just a thin seaweed line or maybe none at all, and other trips where the whole shoreline was a thick brown band with trucks hauling it away all day. Roughly, the worst sargassum window runs from about May through October, but it swings year to year and even week to week. And one of the reasons why you're going to want to avoid it is because also, not only is it unsightly, but it also smells terrible. One May trip for me was almost totally fine. A June trip, another year, was nonstop cleanup. During that stretch, you need a backup plan that doesn't depend on long, dreamy beach swims. So think cenote hopping, hotel pools, and spending time in the local town there. Then there's hurricane and rainy season. Officially, June through November, with September and October being the riskiest for real storms and heavy rain. Some trips, scary forecasts turned into a couple of big afternoon downpours for only an hour or two. Other days, it poured essentially the entire day. Once you understand how the year feels, dry and comfortable versus sticky and stormy, clear beaches versus seaweed roulette, you can actually choose the best time based on what kind of trip you want instead of just copying whatever Google says.
You've heard me talk about Bilt as the loyalty program that lets you earn points on rent wherever you live. And they just leveled up even more. As of 2026, homeowners can also earn up to 1.25x points on their mortgage payments. This is thanks to Bilt's three new credit cards, the Palladium card, Obsidian card, and Blue card. All three turn your housing payments, rent or mortgage, into flexible rewards, so you can choose the card that fits your lifestyle without missing out on points and exclusive benefits. Bilt points can be redeemed at top airlines and hotels, Amazon.com purchases, future rent payments, and even more. Bilt points have also been ranked by top publications as the industry's most valuable points currency. Your housing payment is already your biggest expense. Make it your most rewarding. Find the card that fits your lifestyle and apply today at joinbilt.com/journey. That is joinbilt.com/journey. Make sure to use our URL so they know that we sent you. Terms and limitations apply. Subject to approval and eligibility, Bilt cards are issued by Column NA, member FDIC, pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
So let me show you how this plays out for different traveler types. If you're a first timer or you want that pure Tulum screensaver trip, then yes, your best window is December through April. This is when Tulum looks most like the photos that made you want to go in the first place. Temperatures are warm, but they're not brutal, humidity is lower, and there's less rain. It's also when cenote days and ruin days are a little bit easier. You can wander the Tulum ruins in the morning, grab lunch, and still have energy left to hit a beach club. The trade-off here is crowds and price spikes, especially around Christmas, New Year's, Easter, and spring break. If you want similar weather with fewer people, think early December, late January, or even mid-February. Same good conditions, just a bit less chaos. If you're a crowd avoider or want a calmer vibe, focus on late April, May, or early June, and early November. This is where Tulum slows down a bit. It's definitely warmer, and you might see a few more showers, but you get some key wins. Easier restaurant bookings, lower room rates, and more relaxed beach clubs. The catch is that sargassum risk starts creeping up, especially from May on, so your mindset shifts a bit. Instead of banking on perfect beach weather, you plan more cenote days and make sure your hotel pool is somewhere you actually want to spend time. For budget travelers or points and miles folks, your windows are going to be May through June and then July through October if you're flexible. That's because prices drop because the heat, seaweed, and storm risks scare a lot of people away. The catch is you need to be okay with the weather roulette. So book strong AC, a pool, and have backup indoor plans like spas, cooking classes, or a nice cool cafe to work from if you can. Now if you're going for nightlife, events, and that Tulum is a party energy, well then your best bet is back to that late December into early January timeframe. Plus spring break and Easter or Semana Santa as they call it. On the ground, that means busy beach clubs, DJs, pop-up events, and a ton of people who are there for the same thing you are. It also means higher cover charges, higher minimum spends, and very little peace and quiet. So my main advice here is to book everything early. Hotels, especially along the beach, sell out or get expensive really fast, and the popular beach clubs will have events with reservations that you're going to want to lock in. Lastly, if you're a wellness retreat or slow travel person, then the sweet spots are going to actually be more like late April through May, early June, and even early November. Because during those times, Tulum feels more like a place to reset. It's a lot easier to snag yoga spots, sound baths, or spa appointments, and you're not competing with huge party crowds. So if you're finding this breakdown helpful and you want more point-savvy destination guides like this, hit that like button, subscribe, and check the link in the description to our weekly free newsletter. It's a travel newsletter where we send out deals and strategies that we're actually using ourselves. So now that we've matched the good months to each type of traveler, let's talk about the 1 month I almost always tell people to skip. So to be clear, there's not a single never go month for everyone, but just based on my trips and some research, September is the one I try to dodge unless I'm getting an insane deal and also I'm super flexible. It's where all the risks stack on top of each other. The last time I went around September, the heat plus humidity was on another level, and even short walks left us feeling drenched, and every outing was planned around when we could essentially get back to AC. Also, the beach was in full sargasm mode, which I know is not going to happen every September, but it's something to know as well. Because the water itself was still warm, but the shoreline was lined with this thick brown seaweed bands, and some days the smell was not what you want when you've been dreaming of beautiful turquoise water. Crews are out there with rakes and trucks doing their best, but it's a constant battle that time of year. Then you layer in storms. September sits right in the heart of hurricane season. On one trip, forecast changed every few hours, and then when the rain came down hard, streets were flooding in certain spots. So for me, September is that triple stack risk month. The highest heat and humidity, some of the worst sargasm odds, and the peak of hurricane and heavy rain season. Again, you can still have a great trip, but you need to be the kind of traveler who's okay with spending more time indoors or by the pool and less time on perfect beach days. If you were looking at September for budget reasons, I'd actually suggest a shift to late May, early June, or try early November instead. You'll still get better prices than peak season, but your odds of usable beach days and nicer weather go way up. Now, if you were chasing parties, aim that energy at late December through New Year's or spring break instead. And if you wanted a calm, relaxing reset, again, late April or early November will give you a much better shot at that. So my personal rule is simple. For important trips, honeymoons, anniversaries, your first time to Mexico, I'd recommend avoiding September. I only consider it for last minute, cheap, flexible escapes where I know I'm totally fine if plans change. So here's a big takeaway. Best weather lives in December to April, best value hides in the shoulder seasons, and the worst month is the one that clashes with your priorities and your tolerance for bad weather. So if this helped you plan when to go, hit that like button, subscribe for more destination guides, and check the description for my free weekly newsletter where I share travel deals and strategies we're actually using. And if you're locking in a Tulum trip soon, I'll link our Discovering Tulum blog post in the description that covers other places we stayed, what we did, and the exact spots we loved once we were on the ground. And if you want to learn how to travel in luxury with pennies on the dollar for your hotel stays or fly a business class for the price of economy, check the link in the description or our QR code for our weekly top travel podcast. Until next time.
Hi, I'm Mike Siegel, and man, oh man, do I love talking about travel. You think I'd get enough of it, touring the world as a stand-up comedian, or just going off on my own personal adventures around the world? No, when I get home, I still have to talk about it. That's how much I love travel. So every week I sit down with a friend, a travel expert, influencer, expat, or anyone from any walk of life who shares my passion for travel. So if you want to hear a fun, casual, off-the-cuff chat about travel from people who love it, listen to the Travel Tales podcast with me, Mike Siegel, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick question. Do you want travel tips from people who have actually been there?
Our show is co-hosted by Tim Johnson, an award-winning travel journalist who's been to more than 145 countries around the world. And I'm David Brody, the other co-host who's been travel podcasting for 20 years while traveling to 50-plus countries around the world.
In about 10 or 20 minutes per show, we break down a destination with the kind of insight you usually only get from long guidebooks or hours of research.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel Intend wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.